Chapter 5. There she is, Miss America. Oops, Miss Flume. I study the prince to see how he reacts. First, he turns to look at his dad, the king, who motions to the door. I'm guessing that's his royal order to go get the stranger princess. The prince nods and makes his way outside. And the girl he was talking to? Her face falls. Aw, I can't help but feel bad for her. But come on, how can a regular girl compete with Cinderella? Cinderella! I'm going to see Cinderella! The entire crowd drifts out the door to see. Oh my goodness! First, we see a gold coach. That used to be a pumpkin, I whisper to Jonah. Then I motion to the 6 gray neighing horses. Those were mice! Standing by the coach are 6 footmen and a plump coachman. What were those? Jonah asks. The coachman was a rat, I think. But I forget what the footmen were. Spiders? No, lizards, maybe? Here she comes. First, her foot. Her glass-slippered foot. The crowd oohs and ahs. She steps out of the coach just like a movie star at a Hollywood premiere. Everyone gasps. I gasp. She really is gorgeous. Her dress is gorgeous, too. She looks just like she does on my jewelry box in her ball gown. She's so sophisticated, so stunning, so sparkly.
She's breathtaking, a young man with thick black glasses says. But who is she?
A woman with bright pink lipstick asks. Is she really a princess?
She's not from around here, that's for sure.
An older woman leaning against a cane says, then clucks her tongue.
Trust me, I would know. I know everyone.
Her dress is real silver, pink lipstick woman says.
No, it's platinum, the older woman declares. That's better than silver. It's even better than gold. Trust me.
The dress glitters. Cinderella glitters. Her blonde hair is pulled up and back in some sort of super awesome knot, and her face is made up. Red lipstick, blush, silver eyeshadow. Or maybe it's platinum. You can see her blue eyes even from here. They're practically glowing. The prince appears beside her.
Hello, he says gallantly. Nice to see you again.
Hi, she responds, batting her mascaraed eyelashes. It's nice to see you again, too.
Huh? Again?
I don't get it, Jonah says. He knows her already?
That is weird. How does he already know her?
I tap the cane woman on the shoulder. Excuse me, I ask. How does the prince know the beautiful stranger princess?
She rolls her eyes. They met at the first ball.
Oh, right. There were a whole bunch of versions of Cinderella, and some of them had more than one ball. My Nana is a literature professor, and she used to read all the original fairy tales to me when we lived near her in Naperville. I just don't remember how many balls there were.
Probably 3.
Of course, everything in fairy tales happens in threes.
So there are 3 balls? I ask. She clucks her tongue. No, 2. Yesterday's and today's. That's it.
I guess not everything happens in threes. I turn back to Cinderella. She looks so beautiful. He looks so handsome. They are a perfect fairy tale couple.
Isn't it romantic? I swoon. Isn't it wonderful?
The other girl doesn't think it's so wonderful, Jonah comments,
pointing with his chin toward the girl who was talking to the prince before he dumped her for Cinderella. The average-looking girl. She does look kind of devastated. I don't blame her. She was making the prince laugh before Cinderella showed up. If she would have asked me, I would have told her to back off. She was asking for heartbreak. Really, everyone should consult me before making decisions. It's for their own good.
Abby, what now? Jonah asks.
One sec, I say.
I can't help but follow Cinderella and the prince as they walk back into the ballroom. They're magnetic. All the guests point and gasp. Even the music stops. Everyone's mesmerized. Everyone except my brother, but he's a 7-year-old boy. He can't be expected to appreciate epic romance. The prince wraps his arm around Cinderella's waist and takes her hand. Sigh. The music restarts. My heart soars. They begin to dance. Rumors and whispers swirl. I heard she's the heiress to a diamond dynasty. I heard she's the youngest princess in Rocktavia. I heard she's turned down 13 marriage proposals but thinks our prince is the one. I cover my mouth so I don't laugh.
Abby, Jonah whispers, they're wrong, right? Isn't she just an ordinary girl whose fairy godmother made her look pretty to come to the ball?
She was always pretty, I say, but her mom died, and then...
How come the mother always dies in fairy tales? Snow White's mom died, too.
I don't know, Jonah. I don't write these things. I just read them. Where was I?
Dead mother.
Right. Her mom died, and her dad remarried an evil stepmother.
Again with the evil stepmother!
Tell me about it.
But the evil stepmother had daughters?
Yes, two. And they're not as beautiful as Cinderella.
And why is she at the ball again?
Luckily, I paid attention to Nana's stories 100% of the time. Jonah, about 30%.
The stepmom was invited. She was planning to go with her stepdaughters, hoping that the prince would fall in love with one of them and make her a princess. Cinderella wanted to go too, but her stepmom said no way. She made her sleep in the attic and do all the housework. Cinderella cried, and then presto, up popped her fairy godmother who said she was going to help her. She turned a bunch of animals into the coach and footmen, and her rags into a beautiful dress. She gave Cinderella glass slippers. She's an awesome stylist, this fairy godmother. Wish I had one. Anyway, she told Cinderella to leave the ball by midnight. Why?
Because that's when all the magic ends.
But if she's a fairy godmother, why can't she make it last longer?
I shrug. I don't know. But what happens next, what happens now, is that Cinderella's having so much fun that she nearly forgets it's midnight. She runs and drops her shoe.
I thought there were two balls, Jonah asks.
Oh, right. I don't remember every single detail, but I think at the first ball, Cinderella danced with the prince, but then remembered to leave before midnight. But the final ball is when she loses track of time and then drops her shoe. Her dress turns back into rags, and the coachman and the footman and the coach turn back to mice and rats and lizards and a pumpkin. Meanwhile, the prince picks up the shoe and promises that whoever the shoe fits will be his wife. Over the next few days, his assistant goes around to all the households in the kingdom and makes the ladies try on the slipper. It fits Cinderella perfectly. She shows him the second shoe as proof and all is well. She gets married to the prince and is rescued from her mean stepmother. And they live happily ever after. Sigh. I love this story.
What happens to the stepsisters?
In the classic version, I think it was written by some French guy, Perrault or Poutine or something, Cinderella forgives them. That's the one Nana liked the best. And the others, I think it's kind of grosser. His eyes light up.
Tell me!
My brother loves the gross parts. Well, in the Grimm Brothers one, the stepsisters try to cut off their heels and toes to fit into the slipper, and then they die.
No way! Awesome!
I roll my eyes.
Snack?
A waiter interrupts us, waving a plate in front of us.
Dogs in a blanket!
Jonah cheers. I roll my eyes again, but I take two. Jonah takes three and stuffs them all in his mouth.
So, what do we do now? Explore?
Can you swallow before talking, please? Where are your manners? We're at a ball.
Why should I listen to you? You're wearing pink pajamas with purple polka dots.
Humph. I think we should find the magic mirror that will take us home first, so we're not rushing around later.
Then we can explore?
Yeah. But let's start with the mirror. It's probably somewhere in the castle. Looking for it is exploring, right? Now's our best chance anyway, since the royal family and the staff are distracted by the ball. But we have to be careful not to get in Cinderella's way. We can't risk messing up the story. He wiggles his eyebrows.
You don't want to say hi? Even quickly?
Of course I do, but we can't. We learned our lesson with Snow White. We will not mess the story up this time around. No way, no how, no thank you.